Let's have a chat to Adam Selwood, who is the head of female footy at the West Coast Eagles, to find out from Club Land what it's like for a club assistant. Adam, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on Fox Footy Live.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I've got a bit of time on my hands at the moment, so it's good to get back in the footy space.
What's a bare bones footy staff coaching day look like, do you think?
I guess when I first started back in the early 2000s, we had around three or four coaches. We didn't really have a development coach, but I think they are vital, integral to the game. It's just a matter of how many you can have, depending on the list sizes as well. So I would have thought that you've got one per line, you've got someone that oversees the strategy with the head coach, and definitely someone in development to help the improvement of the players.
Adam, when did the news trickle through about the government's job seeker program, which effectively means that everyone that was standing down in AFL football will potentially get $1,500 to pay their mortgages a fortnight? And have you got clarity on whether that will be applicable, as Gillon McLachlan believes, to all those assistant coaches?
Yeah, well, I hope so. We had a phone call from CEO today in regards to that they'll be investigating to make sure that if we are able to get the payments, that the club will follow that up. So it's just a matter at the moment of sitting tight for a couple more days, I guess, for our club to do their due diligence work with government to ensure that hopefully some payments can come our way and support our families as best as we can.
Can I ask you about the AFLW season? I'm an onlooker, Dwayne. It's a bit of background music at time, but then I love it when the good games are great, put it that way. And I want to ask your view on how you found the season and the challenges that are presented for the Eagles.
It was a great season for us. I mean, in terms of just getting into the competition and finally playing some games, but there were definitely a lot of challenges. I mean, we had to travel four times out of the six games that we played. I think one of the games, we went over to Sydney to play in Blacktown, and we had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get to the airport by 4:30 and get on a flight over to Sydney. So I guess for these girls in a semi-professional environment, it is quite challenging. And when you're from Perth, you've got the additional travel, and it does make it a lot more difficult than staying in Victoria and playing, I guess, an away game that's only 20 minutes down the road.
Have they been asking you, the girls, what happens now? Are we semi-professional? Will we take pay cuts? Will the competition still run ahead? I mean, it must be so hard for those girls who don't really have answers right now.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we'll plan to make sure that the season will hopefully go ahead in 2021. A lot of our players still need development to get to the top level, so we'll have remote programs in place. We'll make sure that we keep communicating to them as clearly and as often as we can. But at the moment, it is difficult. Now, you don't have the answers, but I guess in the environment we live in, we don't get to see them all day, every day. So we just continue on with our communications as we have been, and hopefully things turn around pretty quickly.
Take us back 14 years, 26 possessions, 10 marks. You look over your left shoulder there. Pretty handy little premiership Guernsey. So, you know, smothers from Daniel Chick, magical moments, Adam Selwood moments. What do you remember about that day?
Oh, I mean, look, it was a great day for myself and the club and the team. We obviously had fallen short the year before against Sydney in a pretty dramatic game. So to come away with the win that day, it was a lot of hard work. And I guess the game itself was a huge moment in our career, but even the final series, to actually get to the grand final. We lost to the Swans in the first game of that final series and had to go the hard way and beat Adelaide in a prelim over in South Australia. So, great moment. But to be quite honest, I'm that busy these days. I don't really think about it too often.
Oh, come on, that's not true. It's hanging around. It's in the living room. How can you not be thinking of it?
You could have framed up the shot any way you liked, with a lounge in the background, the kitchen, but you framed it up with the premiership jumper in the background.
Well, I might be looking for a job soon, so if anyone can employ a past premiership player, then I guess I've got to do my bit.
That says 1 of 10 in the bottom right-hand corner. I can see it. That's a replica setup.
I wish.
Can I ask you one serious one? If West Coast couldn't win the AFLW competition, it looked like Fremantle were going to, which would have been a disaster. Given that fact, were you one of the coaches that decided we do a full final series rather than just the one-off grand final?
Yeah, Yeah, I proposed that everyone was in the final series and it was an 8-week finals competition. That's a bit up. Look, Fremantle had a very good season, so it was disappointing for them. But, I guess they're going to have to wait until next year. And they've got a strong squad, so I'm sure they're going to be thereabouts in the coming years.
Great to have you on, Adam. We really appreciate your time and can't wait to have a chat to you again soon, but maybe a different frame up. Look at one of the other rooms in the house to see what other memorabilia you've got ready to go. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.